Okay. Let us get to Lamed Hey Amar Aleph. That's where we are on the second line. Okay, I will relate to some of the issues discussed by Menachem yesterday in a little bit when we get up to the two dots, when the sugya finishes. And let's first just do some Gemara to finish up the sugya of Bein Hashmashos. So the Gemara in the second line, we're up to V'chilufa B'chalsa. Those are the words that we're up to, V'chilufa B'chalsa. So the Gemara previously on that Lamed Aleph and Mabez had a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef, how to understand the Shita of Reb Yehuda in the Braisa. Rabba had a little lengthier Zman for Bein Hashmashos. Rabba had said that Bein Hashmashos starts at sunset and goes till the total darkening of the sky. While Rav Yosef had said, no, that even after Mishitishka Chama, there's still a little yom, and then a little later, then it's going to get to Bein Hashmashos, which already is in that Machlokas. You already see roots of the Machlokas Rishonim about whether Bein Hashmashos is right after Shkia or not. So you already see that Machlokas is itself. So you already, that's a precedent for the Machlokas later on in history between the Gaonim and the Grav versus Rabbeinu Tam. Whether Bein Hashmashos takes place right after sunset. There's a third sheet that Menachem mentioned, which we'll talk about today, in one of the Rishonim, that maybe Bein Hashmashos is even before Shkia. And we'll see what halakhic ramifications that has a little bit later. But the Gemara continues. So we just said that Rabba has a little lengthier, larger shear of Bein Hashmashos than Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, by the way, v'chilufa b'chalsa. And these shitos are opposites when it comes to a machlokes, a totally separate machlokes regarding a basket. Dama Rabba, Rabba says, in another context of a machlokes by the basket, Rabba has a smaller shear, and Rav Yosef has a larger shear. So that's why there's a difference between the two halachas. Dama Rabba, chalsa bas trei kure shari litil tula. Ubas chalsa kure also litil tula. There's a din on Shabbos we know of muksa. There are many different types of muksas. Muksa, there are two discussions of muksa in Masechta Shabbos. The main discussions. Number one is the second half of the third parak in Parak Kira, and the other discussion is later on in the 17th parak in Kol HaKelim. But we'll see there are various types of muksas. But one of them is, if something is not called a kli, then that's muksa machmas gufo. And it's you can't move it because it's not called a kli, and it's just this humongous thing, and it doesn't have any usage on Shabbos. So if it's not, so that's the machlokas here. How big does a basket have to be in order to go from being called a kli, a vessel, to being called something larger than a kli, and therefore it loses its status of kli, and therefore you wouldn't be able to move it on Shabbos. So Rabba says, if you have a chalsa that's two kurim large, then you can move it. Ubas chalsa kurim, but if it's three kurim large, so then it's too large, and Rashi says, ein toras kli aleha. It loses its status of a kli. V'Rav Yosef Amar, bas tlasa kure nami shari. Rav Yosef, no, a larger shear. Even though the Gemara says, even though he had a smaller shear for Bein Hashmashos, he has a larger shear for the Machlokas by the basket. Okay, Tzarech Ian, to look at the Mefarshim, what exactly one has to do with the other? What out of left field, so on, bigger, larger, there are 25 Machloksim about Rav Yosef, one larger, one smaller. But that's what the Gemara says. So, Rav Yosef Amar, bas tlasa kure nami shari. Rav Yosef has a different shear. Even if something is three kurim large, it still is muser, it still doesn't lose its status. Basar ba kure aser. But once it's four kurim large, then it's aser, then it loses its status of a kli. Amar Abaya, boi minei demar b'shas maisa. Abaya says, one time I was talking to Mar, who's Rabba, I was talking to Rabba b'shas maisa, meaning not in the base medrash, but Lamaisa needed to move this kli. Via filubas ture trekure lo sharali. And he was even more machmer than any of the shitas. He said, he, Rabba, who had the smaller shear itself, said two is okay, three is usher. And he didn't even allow me to move a basket that was two kurim. Afilubas trekure lo sharali. Come on, who is that like? Which Tana? Kahai Tana. Like the following Mishnah in Kalim. Ditznan, kaveris akash, a basket of straw, the kaveris akanim, and a basket of reeds, ubarasvin alexandris, and a bore, a pit on an Alexandrian boat. What does that mean? Rashi explains here that in the olden days they didn't have water bottles to take on their cruises. So what they used to do, when they used to take a trip, so it used to be a ditch, a hole in the boat where they used to fill it with fresh water, with spring water, and they used to use that for drinking. So that's the bar. They have this huge in the deck pole filled with water, afa pishishlam shulaim. All these big baskets and this big hole in the boat, even though there is a bottom, vehein machzikos, and they hold mem sa'a balach, they hold 40 sa'a of liquid volume, lach is liquid, shein kurayim biyavesh, which is 2 kur in dry volume, in solids, which is 2/3 more. Shekurayim biyavesh, because when something is dry, it could fit more dry goods in a cup than wet goods. Let's say you pour wine into a cup. Then you can't fit any wine above the rim. It's going to spill out. That's liquid. But by solids, you could pile it up, right? You could have a heaping teaspoon. What's a heaping teaspoon? You can't have a heaping teaspoon of oil, right? It's not, it's gonna flow. Oil actually is a little sticky. But you can't have a heaping teaspoon of general, usual liquids. So here, if you have this large item that could hold 40 sa'a in liquid, shei kurayim biyavesh, that is 2 kurayim, that's the key line for us, that is 2 kur biyavesh in dry foods, which is 2/3 more tahorim. So you see, that is tar. So this is a shita in the Tanaim, that if you have a kli that is 2 kur large, what does the Mishnah say tahorim? What does tahar mean? It's not called a kli, it can't be makabel tumah. And the Gemara here is comparing Hilchus Tumah Vatara and Hilchus Shabbos. That just like, we know this Mishnah in Kalim says, that if you have a kli that is 2 kur large, in terms of solid, dry volume, it is tar, meaning it's not called a kli. So too, that's the shita that Rabbah was machmir for, when he told Abaya, you can't move this kli that is 2 kur large. The Ritva says it's befeirish. The Gemara here is comparing Hilchus Tumah to Hilchus Shabbos. It's not always a pashut comparison, but that is what the Gemara is doing here. Amar Abaya, Abaya just has a side, Derech Agav point, Shmamina, Haigudsha Tilsahave. The Haigudsha, this Godesh, this overflow on the top of the cup, on the rim, Tilsahave, is always 1/3 more altogether. Milavar, whenever you have you're trying to measure liquid volume and solid volume and dry volume, you could always fit 1/3 more of the dry volume more than the liquid volume. So you learn that because it says 40 sabalach, which is 2 kur biyavesh, 2 kur, Rashi does the math, is 1/3 more after you add it. Okay, so that's the machlokas. We drop out of Yosef in the opposite direction from the Bein HaShemashah's machlokas. Abaya chazil rava de kadavi lamayrav. Abaya saw Rava one time that on Friday afternoon that he was looking out to the west. He's looking out to the west. Amar Leiva Hatanya calls Masha Pere Mizrach Madimin. If you look back in the Lashon HaBraisa that we had on Lamadal and Mabez, it says, what's the Shiurim for Ben Ashbashis? When the eastern side, Pene Mizrach Madimin, gets red. So what do you look into the west? Right? Look to the east. So Amar Lei, Mi Sabris, Pene Mizrach Mamish. So he says, Abaya, my child. Right? What do you mean? Who says that? Pnei Mizrach Mamish doesn't literally mean you have to look to the east. Lo, panim hama'adimin es ha-mizrach. You have to look to the side that causes, ma'adimin es hifil, which causes the east to get red, which is the west. In other words, the sun sets in the west, and as it sets, it shines off of the eastern side of the sky. And that's what Rabbah says, that Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimin means Pnei hama'adimin es ha-mizrach. And that's why you do have to look to the west in order to determine what time it is. Ikata Amre, another version of the Machlokes, Rava Chazila, a version of the story, Rava Chazila Abaya, not Abaya saw Rava, Rava saw Abaya, that was making a Dekach Davi LeMizrach, that was looking the wrong way, that was looking to the east. Amrele Abaya, what are you doing? Mi Savris Pnei Mizrach Mamish, who said that he's supposed to look directly to the east? Panem HaMa'adim Enes HaMizrach, you have to look to the panim, to the side that's ma'adim, that causes the Mizrach to be red, which is the west. You have to, something that it shines through a window to the other side. The Simonei Kavsa, and Rabbah says, how do you remember that? Kavsa. Kavsa is a window. That's how you remember that it's not the side that shines itself, it's the side that just gets shines from, and therefore it shines to the east, but the west is where you look. Okay, we have a little bit more, but let's stop here for a minute. Again, just to review for 2 minutes some of the points that were brought out yesterday. Tosfos here point, it also starts with Tosfos. This Tosfos is key. This Tosfos appears in Psachim as well. The Stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda here says on Amud Beis that Bein Hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil, the time it takes a person to walk 3/4 of a mil, And Rabbi Yehuda in Psachim on Daf Sadek Dalin says that from I'll read it to you, Mishkiya Sachama Atzeis HaKochavim Arba Milin. It doesn't say there, Beferus, that Bein HaShmashos is 3/4 of a mil, but we assume that Bein HaShmashos, this middle time period, which is Safek Yom, Safek Laila, we assume that's from sunset until what we call Tzeis HaKochavim, the going out of the stars. We assume that is synonymous with Bein HaShmashos. That's where there's a stira. Here it says 3/4 of a mil, and there it says 4 mil. So how do you answer that stira? That's where it all starts. So some Gaonim say Rabbi Yehuda was Chozer Bo. So that's not usually accepted, that he was Chozer Bo. The Rishonim don't really quote that opinion. Again, some of the Gaonim say it, but we'd rather not say that he was Chozer Bo, but that's his Shita. But if you don't say that, what do you do? So there are two other ways to view it. So one is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam here. Rabbeinu Tam, the middle of Tosas Trey. Rabbi Tam comes up with a tremendous chiddush that, let's say you have like the papers, so I think the papers are going to be emailed to whoever emailed Mayor, but if you have a 4 mil period, what we call sunset, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what we call sunset after that time period is 100% Vadayom. It's Vadayom, it's daytime halachically. Alright, it's Shkia Rishona. Shkia Rishona, that's it, it's first sunset. What halachos are Tali and Shkia Rishona? Very few. Very few halachos. It's difficult to know what exactly, what halachos are Tali and Shkia Rishona. Maybe Dam Nisal B'Shkia Sacham, but it's not so clear what's halachos are Tali. And then you have, that's from that point to 3/4 mil after that time period, that's Vadayom, the last 3/4 of a mil of the 4 mil, that is Bein HaShmashos according to Rabbeinu Tam. So you have 3/4 mil, which is Vadayom, from second Shkia until Tzeis HaKochavim, that is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Bein HaShmashos is very late. Bein HaShmashos is way after Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And that is the basis for many of Achinu Bnei Yisrael who hold of the later Zmanim, who daven Mincha later, who daven Mincha like let's say the Mishnah Berura, let's say it's very Machlokes, Mishnah Berura says it's better to daven by yourself than to daven with a minion after Shkia. But again, other parts of Yahadus, other parts of Achinu Bnei Yisrael daven later, right? They're not Machlokes like that Mishnah Berura. They hold more like Rabbeinu Tam, and obviously a couple hundred years before the Mishnah Berura, and like other poskim who says it later. Obviously, there has to be some Zman. There has to be, you can't go later than Rabbeinu Tam. But there are many that many Jews that hold of the later Zman. But again, there are many Jews that don't hold of Rabbeinu Tam. Anyway, so that's one Shita. The Vilna Gaon obviously has a very different Shita. Vilna Gaon says, no, Bein HaShmashos is right away. Shkia, period. 3/4 of a mil, that's the Shita. So right after what we call Shkia, you have 3/4 of a mil time to take however long it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, that is already Safek Yom, Safek Laila. And then after that 3/4 of a mil, from that time until the 3/4 mil after the 3/4 of a mil, according to the Gra, that's Vaday Laila. It's Vaday Laila. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vaday Yom. Unbelievable machlokes. You have a certain time period of the day. Rabbeinu Tam says it's Vaday Yom. The Gra says it's Vaday Laila. What's the 4 mil though? So just like Rabbeinu Tam had a kasha, what halachic ramifications does the first Shkia have? You have to explain according to the Gra, what is the nafkamina to what happens after 4 mil according to the Gra. So he calls that Seis Kol HaKochavim. Seis Kol, the going out of all the stars, not 3 stars as we're going to see on Amun Beis. So what halachic ramification is that? So I saw last night from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that he thought that, and it's quoted here in Shiuri HaRav, which is the Rav's discussions on Hilchas in Yoni Tisha B'Av, that maybe Tzeis Kol HaKochavim is an afkamina for Tosefes Shabbos V'yantif. Meaning, let's say after Shabbos, we know there's a mitzvah daraisa, probably daraisa of Tosefes Shabbos, adding on to Shabbos before, adding on to Shabbos after. One of the mysteries in this sugi is the Rambam doesn't quote it in Hilchas Shabbos. That's why the Shulchan Aruch's Lashon is Yesh Omrim, Shemosifim Michal HaKodesh. The Bi'ur HaLacha there says, because the Rambam doesn't quote it. Big mystery why he doesn't. It's in the Gemara, all the other posts can quote it. But there's a concept called Tosefes Shabbos. You're not supposed to start Shabbos the second before Shabbos and end the second after. So we extend Shabbos. We're going to get to that also on the top of Amid Beis. So how long, let's say after Shabbos, we extend Shabbos. How long could you extend Shabbos? What about till Monday? What if I keep Shabbos till Monday? So it's still Shabbos? Do I still get a Kiyum D'Oraisa of Tosefes Shabbos? It's Monday! I can make Abdallah till Tuesday, right? So how long can you let us have a Shabbos? So said Ramosha Salvechik, that's the Nafkamina. Seis Kala Kochavim. Once you get to Seis Kala Kochavim, everything up, you could have ended Shabbos earlier, but up until that point is when you could be Mosif, when that Yom is Mitzurif, and it can be combined to be part of Tosef HaShabbos. Once you get after Seis Kala Kochavim, then it's, you can't. You can still make Abdallah, but Abdallah might be Tashlumin. Doesn't mean that it's still, doesn't mean that it's Shabbos. But that's a Nafkamina. According to the Gra. Well, I'm sorry. Oh, so now let's get to Ramosha. So that is what that's Rabbeinu Tam, and that's the Gra. The Vilna Gaon is a large, long. Usually, Bir Hagras are one liners. Yeah, this. So usually, we're scared of the one line Bir Hagras. This Bir Hagras is about 35 lines. It's two columns in the little print of the Shulchan Aruch. So that's even scarier when you have a long. Even though he's a little more verbose, but he talks all about the latitudes and the longitudes and how he explains Vilna is very north, Yerushalayim is more south. So therefore, he explains that not only do I argue on Rabbeinu Tam, but I also say that a lot of these times go by where you are in the world, and the poskim have to figure out where you are in the world to know what times the Zmanim are. Based on that, using that idea, Ramosha Feinstein has a famous tshuva where he has the idea of 50 minutes. Where does 50 minutes come from? 50, even though at the end of the tshuva, and the tshuva, he says, Yari Shemai Yimachmir for 72. But he said, the Ikara did is 50 minutes. Where does 50 minutes come from? Says Ramosha as follows. You go outside, after 50 minutes, you see it's totally dark. Totally dark. 50 minutes has to be Dalad Mil. Has to be 4 mil. That's what 50 minutes have to be. Because I look outside. For New York time, 50 minutes is Dalad Mil. In other words, Ramosha says 50 minutes is already New York time Rabbeinu Tam, not Vilna Gaon, not the Gra. Because 4 mil is what Rabbeinu Tam needs for Tzeis. Right? Not the Gra. The Gra needs 3/4 of a mil. It's much shorter. So 50 minutes is Rabbeinu Tam. So Ramosha says Rabbeinu Tam calculated for New York time is 50 minutes. That's 4 mil. So Ramosha says, let's work backwards now. How long are mil? Since I know Menachem mentioned yesterday, there are 3 shitas how long a mil is. 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. So says Ramosha, let's say you take the mil of 18 minutes. So 18 minutes is, so Ramosha says we're working backwards. 50 minutes is 4 mil. 50 minutes is 4 mil. So let's say, what's a quarter? How much is a mil? If it's 50 minutes, so you have 12 and a half. What's 3/4 of a mil? 9 minutes. So that's where Moshe gets the 9-minute halacha. What's the 9-minute halacha? Moshe says, 9 minutes after what we call sunset is Bein HaShmashos according to the Gra, for those 9 minutes, and it's Vada Yom according to Rabbeinu Tam. Because those 9 minutes is 3/4 of a mil. And then 50 minutes is 4 mil, according to Rabbeinu Tam, calculated for New York time. That is why many shuls hold 50 minutes after Shabbos. What about, you see, they dive in Ma'ariv earlier, sometimes on other days, like when we have a second day Yontif, you hold it earlier time. That's because Shabbos is an Issa Skila. Shabbos is an Issa Daraisa with an Issa Skila, we're Machmir on Mosi Shabbos, to hold a longer Zman. Let's say many poskim say that you can't Sfira after 25 minutes. After Shkia. After 20 minutes, even after Shkia. 20, 25 minutes. How could you count Svira? Aye, Shabbos isn't over. The answer is Svira, according to most poskim, is Darabanan. And even if it's Daraisa, like the Rambam says, still not an Issa Skili. Not talking about Issa Malacha with the Chi of Daraisa. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So the Gras says after 9 minutes, according to Ramosha, it's a Vadai Laila. So, okay, we're not so making like 9 minutes. But at least 40 minutes. 40 minutes. How long is a fast over? So many poskim, some, oh wow, my rabbi fast over half an hour. Half an hour? Wow, machal. He told me half an hour. According to the Gra's 9 minutes. So we had Taniyos are Drabanan, except for Yom Kippur. So you could be making at least 40 minutes. At least if you hold 40 minutes, that's what we hold 40 minutes in the shul. 50 minutes for Shabbos. But 40 minutes for a Titus. Well, Titus is Drabanan. So we're Machmir, like Ramosha's, Rameinu Tam, 50 minutes on a Motzi Shabbos. But that's here where a lot of this Zmanim go to. But, I'm not sure if this was mentioned, but this is also explains, Ramosha doesn't quote this in his other tshuvas, but Moshe has a couple of other tshuvas, scattered in Inigus Moshe, where he talks about this 9 minutes. He has a sheet about Hefsik Tara, even though not everybody agrees with this. Ramosha says, B'dieved, 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 even though Shkia is what the last time that you can do a Hefsik Tara, and according to many poskim, Shkia is Shkia, Ramosha says, B'dieved, you have 9 minutes. B'dieved, you have 9 extra minutes. Where does 9 extra minutes come from? So he explains in other tshuvas, it's really kind of a Svek Sveka. 9 minutes after Shkia. Maybe the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says it's Vada Yom now. And even according to the Gra, it's at least Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. Right? That's the 9 minutes. So that's why he allows 9 minutes for Shalosh Shudas. You can wash after Shalosh Shudas after Shkia for 9 minutes. And this Hafsek Tara, again, Rabbi Forrest, when he quotes this from Rav Moshe, he quotes, I think, Rav David or Rav Ruvain, that say Rav Moshe only allowed a B'shasat Chak Mamish. He wasn't really into the 9 minutes, even though Svek Sveika, but again, that's what Rabbi Forrest quotes in one of the notes, but some, in the Tshuvas, he doesn't quote the Shasat Chak. When Rabbi Forrest quotes the Tshuva in one of the footnotes, he notes that that's Svara of one of Rav Moshe's children. But this is the 9 minutes of Rav Moshe that after Shkia. Again, it's based on the fact that according to the Gra, it's Safek, and according to Rabbi Tam, it's Vada, it's still Vada Yom. Okay, so this is part of the larger discussion of Zmanei Hayom. Okay, and that's why you have the Shiurim of where 72 minutes come from. 72 minutes are people who are, say, no, what do you mean Rav Moshe? 50 minutes, you compress Rabbeinu Tam. No! A mil is 18 minutes. 4 mil, 72 minutes. So that's where the shear of 72 minutes comes. 96. There's some, I have an uncle who's a Satmar Chassid who holds 96 minutes. What's 96 minutes? He holds the largest shear of mil, 24 minutes. And 4 mil, 96 minutes. Right? So then there's shitas, you know, Minag Yisrael Toru. Every shita, most shitas have Yishmiya Malispa. 42. So again, that's somewhat earlier. Again, you have to figure it out. Rav Moshe says 50, but again, if you compress it even earlier, so then you'll, again, there are other shuls that holds. Again, we make her hadin, most of the time we pass on like the gra. Make her hadin. So let's say there's a shas atzak tzorav gadol, you know, that you could hold even earlier. Again, some shuls daven ma'ariv at least on Motzei Shabbos in the 40s. 42 is 43 minutes. You're allowed to daven ma'ariv on Shabbos afternoon. You know, yeah, that's not an issue. You just can't drive. You can't do malacha. So a lot of times shuls time it, even if a shul, like we daven ma'ariv at 50. But shuls time it that you finish ma'ariv by the time Shabbos is over. Let's say they say ma'ariv is at 5:15, Shabbos is over at 5:20. Just the women at home have to make sure they know that the ma'ariv doesn't mean Shabbos is over. You got to make sure that they know exactly when Shabbos is over. But you're allowed to daven ma'ariv before it says. Yeah. He was not passing for the world at large, especially let's say in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, Shbein Hashmashes, the sun sets much faster. From Shkia, the sun drops. If you've been in Yerushalayim, you're like, you think you have time, boom, it gets much darker very fast. So I don't think he was passing for Eretz Yisrael, maybe other places in America. But he talks about, I go outside in the country and I see it's Vaday Laila. But I guess you have to know the other postgame. Okay, let's go back to it.
50 minutes, let's finish on time of year?
It might be dependent on the time of year. Somebody in Baltimore said yesterday, I have to repeat the questions. The question was, does it depend on the time of year? So yes, it might depend on the time of year. There's a discussion of that as well. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Chemya, this was another shita quoted on Amud Beis. Rabbi Chemya says, how long is his Bein Hashmashes? As long for a person to walk half a mil. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Harotza Leidash Yerush Rabbi Chemya, how do you know how long that shita is of Rabbi Chemya? Yaniachama Barosha Carmel. You should go up to the Har Carmel in Eretz Yisrael, go up to the top of the mountain, look at the sun, because if you're on the top of the mountain, you can see the sun when it's all the way down. But if you're on the bottom, you can't always see it. If you're on top of the mountain, you can see the sun when it's about to set. So if you can see the sun on top of the mountain, then from the time it takes you for you to go from the top of the mountain, and let's say you're a Kohen who wants to be Tovel in the Yam before Shkia, go top of the mountain, you can see the sun, go down the mountain, be Tovel, go up, and then at that moment, that's how, as long as you could do that before Shkia, so that's the, that before Shkia, as long as you could do that right before Shkia, so that's the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Chemya. That's how you could calculate it. V'yere, did you go down? V'yitpo b'yam, v'yitovo b'yam, v'yale, and go up. V'zeo shiurosh Rabbi Chemya. That's the shiur of Rabbi Chemya. What does that word v'yale mean? Rashi here says it means to go back up the mountain. That's the pashas of Rashi. Tosfos does not like this. It's go back up the mountain, v'yale. Tosfos seems to say it means v'yale and go out of the water. Go up from the mountain, on top of the mountain, go down into the water, and go up from the water. So that's interesting. Look on the side. Look in the Tosafot Vayera. There's a little gilyon on the side. The Kashal Rashba. This is not the Rashba. The Rashba, like the Ramban Rashba. This is a Rashba, one of the Baalei HaTosafos earlier. The Kashal Rashba. To lo fize lo haya lo lahaskar aliyah. If it's talking about just going out of the mikvah, why do you even say ba'ola? El kshiyir v'yitbol. Just say going to the mikvah, v'silo. What do you mean? If it's not talking about going up the mountains, what is it to be yala for? Ah. To say the Yachronim, this is a remez, I don't know if we mentioned this in the past, to a shita of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is Avos HaTuma, has the Chakira, has the Safek. When you go into the mikvah, when are you Tahor? When you go out of the mikvah, or when you're in the mikvah? Do you have to come out of the mikvah to be Tahora, or Tahor, or still in the mikvah? So it says the Gilyonit Rabbi Yosef Engel here, another Yachronim. Haraya, this is a ride to the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says only when you go up from the mikvah. Right? So it says, oh, Yala, so the Gilead on the side. But why did it say Yala? Ah, because Yala also has to be before Shkia. Because the Tara isn't complete until you go up from the mikvah, not while you're still in the mikvah. Okay, so that word, from Gilyoni Hashas, from Yosef Engel, Raya Brura to the cast of Mishnah. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Vizelshi Urshim Nechemi. That's Reb Nechemi. Amr Reb Chiya. Harotzali Res Beresh El Miriam. So we're talking about if you want to see things. So Reb Chiya says, if you want to see the Be'er of Miriam, the well of Miriam, Yahweh the Rosh Carmel, so you should go up to the top of the mountain, Be'itzpen, you look out, the Yirakimik Far Bayam, you'll see like a sieve in the Yam, a structure like a stone of sieve in the Yam, Vizui Be'erish Miriam. That's the Be'er of Miriam. What do you mean a sieve? What does that have to do with a Be'er of Miriam? A well. So Rashi here says, we might not have realized this, the Be'er of Miriam, Rashi says, Shahayim is Galgel and Yisrael by Midbar. Bishusa shal Miriam, the Be'er, the water was there. Bishusa Miriam, dechsev atamash shal Miriam, v'samach levahaya mayim la'eda. It sounds like from Rashi. I'm sorry, the previous Rashi. Kamin kvara, sela agul va'asud ki kvara. Sounds like from Rashi, and this is how the other mafarshim on the Gemara interpret it. What is the Be'er of Miriam? It's a rock. It's the rock that Moshe hits that gave them water. That's the Be'er that traveled with them throughout the desert. It's not a well that traveled with them, but it's a rock that traveled with them, that gave water throughout the Midbar. If you look in Pirkei Avos, it says that in one of the 10 things that were created, Bein Hashmashos, there's a machlokas there between the Rambam, the interesting Rambam, the Pirshim Mishnayos there. He says, these 10 are examples. There was a lot more. Every nace that ever happened was created at Bein Hashmashos. But anyway, there are 10 listed there. So one of them is the Be'er of Miriam. So the Tosfos Yatav says, it means a real well. He says, even though I know some people say it means a rock, it means a well. So I'm Be'er of Miriam. And the Tiferes Yisrael says, it's Mefurish Gemara, Mefurish Rashi against him. That sounds like the Be'er of Miriam was a. It looked like a sieve, and therefore, how could you say it was a well? It sounds like from the Gemara and the Rashi that it was a rock. Amar Rav, and Rav even says you learn from here. Ma'yan amital tel tahar. If you ever have a movable well, usually wells aren't movable, but if you ever have a movable well, tahar, it must be that it's not makabel tum, it's tahar. But that's what happened with the Be'er of Miriam. Rashi points out there was no such other ma'yan amital tel except for the Be'er of Miriam. But this is the what he says. Vizel Be'er Shem Miriam. Okay. Weiter. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Bein Hashmashos de Rebbe Yehuda Kohanim Tov Limbo. This Bein Hashmashos of Rebbe Yehuda, that's the one that we're talking about. This whole discussion of Bein Hashmashos. We have two, Rabbi and Rebbe Yosef, Mahan Machlokes, how do you exactly define it? So this Bein Hashmashos of Rebbe Yehuda, Kohanim are allowed to be Tovel during Bein Hashmashos. That's what Shmuel says. In other words, if they're Tamei, and they are Tful Yom, and they're allowed to eat Truma that night, remember the halach of Tful Yom, the first daf in Shas, and Brachas. Those are the halach of Tful Yom. If a Kohen is a Tful Yom, which means he's Tamei today, he's allowed to go to the, if he goes to the mikvah now in the afternoon, then he could eat Maaser Sheni now, he could eat Truma after the night tonight, as long as he goes to the mikvah today, and he could eat Kachim the next day. That's the halacha of a Tful Yom. So says the Shmuel, if they're Tovel and Bein Hashmashos, it's okay. So Gemara says, Laman, who is he talking about? Who is he going according to? Elaim Rabbi Yehuda Sfeikav. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Yehuda himself, Bein Hashmashos is Safik Yom Safik Laila. Bein Hashmashos is a Safik. How can you be Tovel? Maybe this is Laila. How can you say that you could be the Kohen can be Tovel during this time period? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella Bein Hashmashos to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Kohanim Tovel and Bo. We know the Gemara quoted an Amud Beis yesterday's daf that Rabbi Yosi's Bein Hashmashos is Keheref Ayin. It's like a blink of an eye. Safik Yom Safik Laila. So Rabbi Yosi's Bein Hashmashos, says Shmuel, is after Rabbi Yehuda's. You have Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos, and then you have the second Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yosi. So according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos is Yom. Right? Because his Bein Hashmashos is the blink of an eye. So that's what Shmuel's Chiddush is. That according to Rabbi Yosi, the Kohanim can be Tovel in Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos, which is before Rabbi Yosi's own Bein Hashmashos. So Gemara then says, Pshita. Okay, so that's obvious. According to Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi owes Bein Hashmashos is after Rabbi Yehuda's. So what's the Chiddush? So Ma'o, the Tema Bein Hashmashos is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Meshach Shayach, but Rabbi Yehuda. No, you might have said that Rabbi Yosi's Bein Hashmashos, his Keheref Ayin, is an overlap, is the last second of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, you can't be Tovel in Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos at this second. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. The Shalom Bein Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda, the Hadar Maskam Bein Hashmashos Rabbi Yosi. There's no overlap. Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos finishes, whatever it is, 3/4 mil, 4 mil, whatever we discuss. After that Bein Hashmashos, then is Rabbi Yosi's blink of an eye, Keheref Ayin. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, you can be Tovel in Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos. Fine. Rabbi Barachana says the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the banish mashas for Hilcha Shabbos. Halacha Rabbi Yosi linyan Shrumah. So what does he mean? Bishlama halacha Rabbi Yehuda linyan Shabbos lachumra. I understand according to Rabbi Yehuda linyan Shabbos to say that because he's going lachumra. Again, because Rabbi Yehuda says banish mashas is earlier. Therefore, on Fridays at least, you have to stop doing work earlier because it's already Safek Yom Safek Laila earlier. So that line is lachumra. Holding like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Shabbos is a chumra, and we assume, Rashi here explains, that Rabbi Barachana really inherently has a suffix. He doesn't know who to paskin like, therefore we're going to be machmir. So on Erev Shabbos, we're going to hold like the earlier Zman, and that's Rabbi Yehuda, and put in brackets, and on Mosi Shabbos, we're going to hold like Rabbi Yossi, who's the later Zman. Aval inyan Shruma Mahi, what does that mean, the halach is like Rabbi Yossi, le inyan Shruma? If it means that you could be tovel during his benash mashas for tefila for the kohen tzveikahu, that can't be because it's sabi yom sabi glala according to his benash mashas. Again, it's only a harif ayin. How much can you be tovel in a harif ayin? But let's say you can figure it out. So that can't be what he means. So that's what he means. Also the chumra that you can't be. They can't eat the truma after having been tovel earlier in the day until after Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashos, which is a later time than Rabbi Yehuda. So what Rabbi Rachana really meant was he was lechumra, he was mesupik about which one was right, so therefore he was machmir in all directions. Erev Shabbos, you got to stop earlier, Motzei Shabbos later, Truma, to eat Truma, you have to wait, you have to do it later. Fine. Let's continue. Third line. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Kochav Echad Yom, Shnayim Bein Hashmashos, Shlosha Laila. Right? This is where we get our three stars. Shmuel says one star is still day, because sometimes you can see stars, the sun's out, you can already see some stars. Two stars, not three stars, is nighttime. Tanya Nami Hachi, Kochav Echad Yom, Shnayim Bein Hashmashos, Shlosha Laila. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Lokal Chavim Gedola, Manir Bayom. We're not talking about large stars that you could even see sometimes during the day. Lokal Chavim Ketanim Shinir and Nelbalayla. We're not talking about very small stars that you can only see later in the night when it's pitch black. Elabedonim, we're talking about medium-sized stars. Medium-sized stars. So what are medium-sized stars? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas, Simon Rish Laman Hey, in Hilchas Kriyash Mashal Arvis, every night, nothing to do with Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch says, Zman Kriyashma, you read this and you're like, how did you get this? Zman Kriyashma Balayla Mishas Yitzias Shlosha Kochavim Ketanim. Ketanim. The Gemara just said Benonim. So the Mishnah Berurah here explains that we don't really know what are big, what are small, what are medium. So we're machmir when it comes to daraisa. So kriyashma is a mitzvah daraisa, we paskin. So this is daraisa, that's why we wait to say kriyashma, right? That's why even if you daven after shkia, say on a Friday night or something, the other day we say kriyashma, repeat kriyashma later. You gotta wait till vada laila in order to repeat kriyashma, but because we're not sure the size of the stars, that's why we're machmir to wait for benonim, medium stars. We're machmir to wait for a ketanim, even though benonim is meikar hadin. Amar of Yosef Barzavida. Ha'ose malacha b'shnei bein hashmashos, chayiv chatos b'manavshach. Says Rav Yosef Barzavida, if a person does malacha during bein hashmashos on Friday night and on Motzi Shabbos, on the Shabbos night, at the both bein hashmashoses, then he's chayiv chatos. He's chayiv karmel chatos. What's the chiddush? In other words, we know that if somebody does an aveira, but it's a pesafik. Let's say he's mechalal shat pesafik. Anytime you're chayiv, let's say you do an aveira for sure, b'mezid. That's chayiv chatos by many aveiras. Let's say you're not sure. The rule is, if there's ever a safek, instead of bringing a chatos, you bring what's called an asham talui. An asham, a carbon asham, which is a different carbon. It's more expensive. Different rules. Chatos is sprinkled above the chutas sikra. Asham is under. Whatever different laws. Asham and a chatos. But the halacha is if it's a vada, it's a chatos. If it's a safek, it's an asham talui. So generally, if somebody does malacha during Bein Hashmashos, it's a suffix, suffix yom, suffix laila. So you bring an Hashem talui. Says Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvida, if you do malacha in both Bein Hashmashos, so then you're up the creek one way or the other. If you did it at both, so it's suffix yom, suffix laila. So if it's, and Rashi here explains, kugod da'avid le'kol Bein Hashmashos. You did work the entire time of Bein Hashmashos. So miman avshach, if it's Bein Hashmashos is really daytime, so then at least you're chayav for the Saturday night work, because it's still Shabbos. If it's nighttime, you're chayav for the Friday night work. So it turns into a chatos. No more asham talui, because it's not a suffix anymore. It's a carbon chatos. That's Shitas Rashi. There's a discussion, the Rambam doesn't have this ukimta about doing work all Bein Hashmashos. So there's some brisker Torah on the Rambam, why exactly that is. And maybe he has a different view of Bein Hashmashos. It's not just suffix yom, suffix laila. Something called din Bein Hashmashos, but again, not for now. Maybe we'll have time for it in the future. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rava Lashame. Rava told his servant, Atun delokim lechu b'shiurah d'rabanan. You who are not clear, who don't exactly, it's hard to calculate the shiurim of the rabbis, exactly when does Benish Masha start, when is Seis, when are the three stars, the Shimsha, Reish Dikli, even when the sun is still on the top of the trees, Islushraga, already be mala candles. Ready light candles, because you're not sure exactly what time it Shabbos starts. B'yom ha-ma'unan mai. What about, how do you know if there's no sun, if it's a cloudy day, you don't see the sun? So, which the post can talk all about these, the Trumas Hadeshin. I think one of the first Trumas in the Trumas Hadeshin, Hilchos Shabbos, talks about it was a cloudy day, and one of the towns lit Halakas Neiris, and they accepted Shabbos, and all of a sudden the sun came out. And they realized it was Friday. So what do you do? The whole town already accepted Shabbos. So we paskin, if you light before Plag HaMincha, so then it's a Bachal HaVatal, you want to accept Shabbos. What if the whole town does it? Interesting question. So what if it's a cloudy day, Mai? So Bamasa Chazi Tanagola. If you're in a city, look at the chickens. The chickens all line up on the fence when it's daytime, and when it's nighttime, then they fly away. But Davra, if you're in the Midbar, or if you look at the ravens, Inami Adane, or look at this Tairashi explains this type of plant where the leaves go in different directions at different times of day. Fine, but what does this Gemara say? This Gemara says you gotta be careful, you gotta make sure, because we're not exactly sure of this manim, you gotta start earlier. This Gemara is the makar for our minhag to light Halakas Neiros on Friday afternoon earlier. Right? We don't wait till the last second. Our minhag in most places is to light 18 minutes. 18 minutes. What's 18 minutes? Everybody says, I have the 18 minutes. We need to have the 18 minutes. Minhag of many places in Klal Yisrael is to light candles 18 minutes before Shkia. Before Shkia. So that is the Minhag Yisrael. 18 minutes is nice in other places. In Yerushalayim, I think it's 40 minutes. I mean, Yerushalayim is 40 minutes. But the different places that earlier, A, because of the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos. That's the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'araisa, according to most Rov of the poskim, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And B, because of this chash, when it comes to Shabbos, we don't want to mess around, and therefore we don't take any chances by chiyuv yisur skila, and therefore we light earlier. There is an important shita though to mention here, and that the Mishnah Berurah notes. Mishnah Berurah says that maybe it's better to light 20 minutes. Have halakas there 20 minutes before Shkia. That's what we do. We do 20 minutes before Shkia. So why? I like that Mishnah Berurah. Why 20? What is 20 minutes? 18 minutes. Mishnah Berurah is going against. Where does 20 minutes come from? So says the Mishnah Berurah. So where does 18 minutes come from? Why 8? Well, chai. Where does 18 minutes come from? So there is another shita that we haven't mentioned yet regarding Ben Hashmashas. And that is the shita of the Yireim. The Yireim, Rav Elazar ben Metz, he's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, holds that Ben Hashmashos is before Shkia. That's the shita of the Rav Elazar ben Metz. So according to him, that's against everybody. We don't pass on like the Yireim, but that's his shita. But according to Rav Elazar ben Metz, work it out. Let's say you take the most machmir opinion of a mil, 24 minutes. So let's say a mil is 24 minutes. So what's 3/4 of a mil? 18 minutes. That's where 18 minutes comes from, because we're machmir. Once we're being sliding, adding on a couple of minutes before, what are you going to pick? We're machmir like that. Rabbi Lazar Metz to the Urayim, 3/4 of a meal, his Ben Hashmasho starts 18 minutes before Shkia, so we light then. So what about 20 minutes? The Mishnah Berurah just says, Tosef Shabbos. According to Rabbi Lazar Metz, Shabbos starts already 18 minutes. So you add on two more minutes, so you have Tosef Shabbos even according to the Urayim. That's where the Mishnah Berurah gets his 20 minutes from. You have the Ben Hashmashos of the Urayim, because it's 18 minutes, which is 3/4 of a meal, if you assume the largest shear, which is 24. This is the Mishnah Berurah, if you want to look it up. It's in Reish Samach Aleph Chav Beis, and the Shaar HaTzion there explains, Lenyan Lashita Chav Dalan Minut, and Dakot, you don't say minute. And then he explains, but that's where 18 minutes comes from, and that's where 20 minutes, again, so that according to this, we should really try to hold to the 18 minutes. We shouldn't try to go in, because we're trying to be machmer. But again, we make our din, we don't pass them like the Urayim. Make our din, if you have to do some malacha, you know, you could go in a little bit, as long as you are careful.
Why is it happen sometimes that the women are more
nizer in this? How come the women are more nizer in this in the Kabbalah Shabbos? Right. We'll get to that in a minute. Tana Rabbanan. That's in a few lines. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara, Sheish Tekios Token Erev Shabbos, in the olden days, or maybe not even in the olden days, some places today, they used to sound sirens on Friday afternoon. And we'll see in a minute, there's a smach to it. They used to blow shofars, six shofars. Rishon Elavdol Sami Malacha Shebesados. The first was to tell people all the way out in the field, stop working, because they have a long trip back. They got to stop that. Shnia Lahavdil Ir Vachanuyos. The second was to stop the people in the city who were closer by from stopping to work. Shlishis lahadlikas aner. The third was to tell people to light candles. Light time to light candles. Halakas neiros. Divrei Rabbi Nassan. That's what Rabbi Nassan says. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer, no. Shlishis lachlos tefillin. No, the third was the first take off your tefillin that they used to wear all day. Ed Shabbos might be lavs man tefillin. The Shoah kadei tzliat tzalkatan okadei laharif haspatan. Or then they used to wait the time to cook, to roast a small fish, or to throw a dough into the oven. V'tokeya umeiria v'tokeya v'shoves. And then they used to blow three more times, v'shoves, and then they were makabel Shabbos. Right? So these were the six. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. We'll get back to that, to a diak about that in a minute. Let's finish first. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, manaselam labavliam. What are we going to do to the Babylonians? They do something unusual. Shetokenu Maria v'shovsin. They blow tekiya and then shura. They blow twice v'shovsin. And then they automatically rest. Mitok shemirian, right after they do the trua. So Mori says, one second. Tokenu Maria have luchamisha. If you only have two after the first three, that's five altogether, not six. So that's what they do wrong. They only do five, not six. So Mori says, no. Elo shetoken v'chozrin v'tokenu Maryan v'shovsin. Mitok shemirian. No, they just went out of order. The last three, instead of tekiya trua tekiya, which is what we have, they did tekiya tekiya trua. So what are we going to do with those Babylonians? You know, they didn't go in our order. Why is it so bad? Unclear exactly why it's so bad to go out of different order. But the Gemara answered, no, minhag b'sam b'yadayim. What can you do? It's their minhag. So I just saw this morning in the Yavetz, or Yaakov Emden says, this is a smach. It says the Babylonians. I'm not sure even the Chutzlaris used to do this. Right, so this is a mucker for Borough Park and for Far Rockaway and for all the places with the sirens. This is a mucker. Even a chutzlar, it's a kiyum to have these sirens to go out to make sure people know that it's to know that Shabbos has come. Okay, this is the sheish tkiyas. It's one. Right, so we're not going to have six. How much you want the neighbors to be upset? Come on, but at least one. At least it's a smach to kiyum to that minute. Okay, let's continue for a minute. Matzah, the Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda told his son Rav Yitzchak, Shnei Allah Halakas Haner. The second one was to do Allah Kasneris. Command Lokor, Brazil Lokor, Yehuda Nas. You want to mean the second one is for Allah Kasneris? That doesn't fit according to either of the opinions before. So the Gemara said, you're right. El Shlishis La Halakas Haner, Command Kareb Nasa. Okay, really means the third one, and that is Kareb Nasa. Fine. Let's stop here for a. Right now. So says the Rush, and says the Ramban on this Gemara. Look what happens here. It says the third one was the Habakas Haner, and then it says they used to be Tzola Da Katan, and they used to roast a fish, and they used to put the pas in the tanur. So says the Rush, says the Ramban, you see from this Gemara, that Halakas Neiris is not a Kabbalah Shabbos. And you're allowed to do Malacha after Halakas Neiris. What is Kabbalah Shabbos? Shovis is later. Shovis is later. You have to do this Malacha. So what's the Kabbalah Shabbos? Kabbalah Shabbos is davening. Davening. Ms. Marshir, Lachadodi, Myriv, whatever it is, Kabbalah Shabbos is the Kabbalah. That is what the Rush passed, and that's what many Rishonim Paskin. The Ran says, no. What about the Bahag? The Bahag Shita, the Bahag says it in Hilchos Chanukah. Because talking about what do you light first? Chanukah candles or Shabbos candles, says the Bahag, you have to light Chanukah candles first. Because right when you light Shabbos candles, you're Makabal Shabbos. You say Lahalak Nershon Shabbos, boom, it's all over. Right? You can't, you've already been Makabal Shabbos. And what do you do with this Gemara? Says the Ran, it doesn't mean that they actually did these malachas then. It means, what does the Gemara say? V'shoheh, they waited the amount of time that it would take to do these malachas, but not that they actually did these malachas. So this is a major, major machlokas Rishonim. Is lighting the candles itself a Kabbalah Shabbos? What do we paskin? Interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions by name. Right, the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Gimel, Lib Baal Halachas Gedolos. Right, you got it, then that's it. And then he says, that he talks about, even within the Bahag, does a Tznai help? Machlokas with a Tznai, a condition helps. But then he quotes, that the Yesh Chokim, that Kabbalah Shabbos is not with the candles, it's with davening, so don't worry about it. What does the Ramah say? V'haminag she'osa ha'isha ha'malekes me'kabel Shabbos b'halakah. Women who light, that's it, that's a Kabbalah Shabbos. And that is the minag, the Mishnah Berurah says, not men. The minhag Yisrael is for women who light Kabbalah Shabbos. When you say L'chadak Nershon Shabbos, that's a Kabbalah Shabbos. They can't even say the bracha and light candles, right? Why do the women do the whole thing with the eyes, covering the eyes? Because if they would say the bracha, they can't do regular over L'asiyah, so make the bracha first. There are some say that they should do that way on Yontif. That's a separate shir. But on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to light fire on Yontif. So what do? They physically light the candles. They cover their eyes. They don't get any hana. Then they say the bracha. Then they open their eyes as if they're only getting benefit from the candles after the bracha, but they can't really light after the bracha. So that is why they do the whole thing with covering the eyes. That's quoted in the poskim. That's what they should do to try to get a little bit of akiyam of overlasiyasan. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that women are makabel Shabbos when they light the candles. So she lights the candles. That's why she'll ask you, please turn off the oven. Because you're allowed to, there's a mira la'akim, there's a mira la'other Jew, if they didn't accept Shabbos yet, that's mutter. Therefore, once she accepted Shabbos, though, she can't do any malacha. Men, the minhag is, says the Mishnah Berura, that if a man lies, let's say a woman's not at home, or whatever, the man is lighting, he's not mekabel Shabbos, because there's an umdina that he's going to daven mincha later, and it's not a problem. But let's say a woman has to daven mincha also. I mean, it's difficult sometimes, but a woman also, she has to daven earlier. She's ready to be mekabel Shabbos by a couple of Shabbos. Is there any time that she doesn't have to be? So the poskim say, if it's a once in a very, very blue moon, once a year, once every 2 years, whatever, she wants to t'nai, because many poskim say t'nai doesn't work. And it's against the Minhag Yisrael. But again, if it's Erev Yom Kippur and she wants to drive to shul, or let's say she has to go to the mikveh that night, then once a year, it comes out on a Friday night, and she wants to go to the mikveh, has to do malacha. So a posik, if you ask a posik, you shouldn't posik in this way by yourself, but if you ask a posik, you should usually get a heter for once in a blue moon to make a t'nai. But in general, a t'nai usually isn't done. Okay, that's the issue of Kabbalah Shabbos, but it comes out of this Gemara, because is this Gemara saying that they actually did these malachos on Erev after the Tekiyas, after the Havlakas Nerus, or just means the time that they had to wait to do these malachos? So is Tekiyos, what malacha is that? Right, blowing shofar is not a malacha. It's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It talks about it. It's a chachma. It's not a malacha. So it could be an Isidra Rabbanan, but already, Ben Hashmashas is Ein Shvus, but Ben Hashmashas. So Ein Mos Shvusim are not Ben Hashmashas.
Why do you need them? Let's say it's only chachma. Why do you need
In a chinami, right. So that's another side that Alex says. So why do you need the later tkios if Halakas Neiris is ready the Kabbalah Shabbos? Right, so what do you need the tkios? Maybe people didn't see the Kabbalah the Halakas Neiris. But you're right, why do you need three? In a chinami, it's a good point. But again, this is the machlokas about this Gemara, whether there's a Kabbalah Shabbos after. Again, we'll stop here. Again, tomorrow's daf is very short, but we'll be able to do it better tomorrow. We'll stop here by the word Tana. If a man lights candles, he is Makabel Shabbos after when he davens. That's why there's a discussion. Is it L'chadodi or is it Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos? That's the difference of the Minhagim, whether you stand for L'chadodi or stand for Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos. But that is why an Avel, when does an Avel come into Shul? An Avel comes into Shul right after L'chadodi, because that's when Shabbos is about to start. Up until that time, it's still Chol, so he's not allowed to come in. There's still an issue you'd see from his house. But right when Shabbos, right when you say Mizmar Shir, then he would come in and says Amakom.
But you still can't do Malacha.
You still can't do Malacha.
In other words, if you don't marry,
right. Right, no, the Kabbalah Shabbos is either when you're Makabal Shabbos or when Hashem makes it Shabbos. Meaning you can't be more makel than nature. But in terms of earlier, when you're Makabal, that's it.